Hi, everybody. I'm Hafa Lombardino, and this is Translation Professional.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Raising bilingual kids.
Eu sou Marissa.
Hi, I'm Marissa.
Eu sou Lorenzo.
I am Lorenzo.
Todo mundo pronto? Marissa?
Now I am.
Tá, todo mundo? Certo. Vamos lá, então. So today we're going to do something a little different. And I will interview my kids. And it would be very weird for me because I don't speak English to my kids. Do I?
No.
What do I speak when I'm talking to
Portuguese.
You?
Portuguese.
Yeah, and why is that?
Because you're from Brazil.
Exactly. When do I speak English with you guys?
You're mad or Lance doesn't understand something you say.
Yeah, and when he says, I don't know what you're saying, what happens then? Do I just start speaking to him in English?
No, I speak in English.
Oh, okay, so you tell him what I just said in Portuguese and you just tell him in English, right? And what is it when you do that?
Interpreter.
Your interpreter. There you go. You're interpreting. There you go. Am I an interpreter?
No.
What am I?
Translator.
Yeah, so I train them well. I'm a translator, not an interpreter. Exactly. So I only speak English to my kids when I'm actually mad at them. And then daddy needs to hear it so we can discipline them. Or when I am talking to them in front of someone else, like a teacher, so the teacher can understand, right? So what I want to talk about is that I'm raising you guys bilingual. What does bilingual mean?
Oh, am I frozen
Two
again?
Languages.
Two languages. Because bi means two, and then lingual means tongue, like lingua that we say in Portuguese. So you have two tongues. Doesn't mean that you have two tongues right here. It's just two languages, right? Because another word for language is a tongue, like a mother tongue. My mother tongue is Portuguese because I was born in Brazil, right? And you've been to Brazil several times, and every time you go there, you start speaking more and more Portuguese, which I love. But you also speak some Portuguese around the house. Can you remember something that you say to each other when, or you say to me in Portuguese?
Salsinha.
We're gonna get to the salsinha story in a bit, because that's a funny one. But for example, when I say, okay, vai tomar banho. It's time to take a shower. What do you say? You always say, I know. How do you say it in Portuguese?
Eu sei.
Ah, but do you say it like that? How do you say it to me? Marissa, vai tomar banho.
Eu sei.
Exactly. So you say, eu sei a lot, which means I know. You always know everything. When I tell you to brush your teeth or take a shower, you always know. Yeah. So what do you call me?
Mamãe.
Yeah.
All is my camera still frozen?
Yeah. If you don't move too
it
much,
freezes.
You don't get. Yeah. If you don't move too much, you don't get blurry. So
just
it's okay.
Don't move, Lorenzo.
Yeah. Huh. That's gonna be very easy. He moves all the time.
Also, by the way, what was your first words, Marissa?
Lua.
Oh yeah.
That's a moon.
Exactly. That's the first time she said a word, and it was a word in Portuguese. That was awesome. Like Lua, she just looked up at the moon. It's like Lua. So let's get to the salsinha story. What salsinha, Lorenzo? Why do you want to talk about salsinha?
Presley.
It's no Presley. Parsley.
Oh.
Yeah, but what's salsinha then? Why do you like salsinha so much?
Because it kind of sounds like calcinha.
And why this calcinha then?
Underwear.
But it's underwear for everybody or?
Girls.
For girls, meninas. There you go. Exactly. What happened is that we were cooking, and then Marissa really loves parsley. She loves salsinha. So she knows that it's salsinha, and she forgets that it's parsley. But she's eating it. We're cooking. We're chopping up some parsley. And then Lorenzo, out of the blue, and it's been a few years already, Lorenzo, out of the blue, just gets a little piece of parsley, a little salsinha, and just puts in front of his shorts and starts dancing in the kitchen and singing salsinha, calcinha, because he remembered that salsinha and underwear, calcinha, kind of sound the same, right? What other words that you understand that it's like kind of the same thing that you can make a joke about when it comes to Portuguese?
Pinta.
Pinta, yeah. What's pinta?
Eu pinta, você pinto?
No, eu pinto, você pinta.
Eu pinto, você pinta.
Isso. And why is it funny? Let's see if you can explain it.
I don't want to.
Pinto is the boy's privates in Portuguese. Yes, and of course you know that because we just joke around of how pinta. What's a pinta?
Paint.
Yeah, that. And what else? You can also have pinta on your body, and everybody has pinta.
Like
hair.
Like,
you have a pinta right there, exactly. It's like a birthmark, a little mole or something like that. So boys and girls can have pinta, but only boys can have pinta. Right? So that's one joke that we had, because one time Marissa was younger and she was making fun of how, well, daddy has gray hair, how come you don't have gray hair? And I said, well, because I dye my hair. But what happened was that she was like shocked that I said, eu pinto. It's like, what do you mean? But you're a girl. No, eu pinto, I dye my hair, because the verb pintar means to color, right?
Mm-hmm.
Então, pinta desenho. Pinta. It's pinta also, ou pinta, like you showed the little mole. Yeah, so what can pinto also be?
A chick.
A chick.
A little chick.
Yeah, like a baby chicken, right? So it's a word that has several meanings, and it's confusing. There's another thing on the body that we talk about that has two meanings in Portuguese. Do you guys remember? How do you say your shin in Portuguese?
Canela.
Canela. And it can be your shin, but it can be something else. What can it be? What is that?
Cinnamon.
Yes, there you go. And what else do you like when we go to Brazil that is different here?
The chocolate.
Chocolate? So like Brazilian chocolate. And Lorenzo? Mas para quieto, Lorenzo. Fica quieto.
Just stop moving.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do you like about in Brazil, Lorenzo? Marissa said that she likes chocolate because it's better there than here. What about you?
I think I like
coffee. Coffee? I was going to say, there's a drink that you like, but not coffee. What is it that you drink?
Guaraná.
Guaraná. Guaraná is a kind of soda. Many people may know the Guaraná powder, because it's an energy drinks, but Guaraná is also a soda that kids drink in Brazil just fine. So it's almost like you're immune to caffeine, because Guaraná is just as strong as coffee sometimes. You like going to the beach there. What else do you do when you're in Brazil?
Soccer, yeah.
Well, Marissa was a little older. She was able to do some soccer classes in Brazil. She did two kinds of soccer. What was that? Do you remember?
Futsal and field.
Yes, because you're used to field soccer because you already play here. But then futsal was kind of different. You had to get different shoes, and that was pretty fun. And then there was this one day that I'm working, and Lorenzo was playing video games. What is the video game you were playing, Lorenzo?
Lorenzo, just say it. Why are you...
You're going to have to tell the story. What happened? I was working here, and you came to get me on a weekend.
Oh.
What did you say?
I need help. These people are speaking Spanish.
Yeah, there were people speaking Spanish in the game. And then you just took me by the hand for me to see your computer. And there were words in Spanish. And you asked for help so I could translate to you what they were saying. And what did I tell you?
You need to pay me?
Yeah. So I said, where's my money? Because if you want me to work for you, you're going to have to pay me, right? And did you pay me?
Mm-mm.
No. And did I work for you?
No.
No. So yeah, if I don't work for free for my own kids, I'm not going to work for free for anyone else. So what is your favorite word in Portuguese?
I typed it in the chat.
You typed oi? That's your favorite word in Portuguese?
Oi. Oi.
What's oi?
Hi.
Uh-huh.
No. No. Oh, yeah, Lad's favorite word is no.
Yeah, how do you say no in Portuguese?
No. No.
No. Yeah, Lorenzo's frozen.
Lorenzo's frozen. He's like... No. That's not how you spell it, I think.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's almost like that. You forgot the little accent. Where's my mouse?
Yeah, because it's not working. Am I moving?
There you go. Because you have to change your keyboard. That's why. You have an English keyboard. And my keyboard is set up to type correctly. So when I'm working with translations, I can type all the accents. These are called accents. And who do you talk in Portuguese to?
Vovó and vovô.
Mm-hmm. And who are they?
Grandma and grandpa in Brazil.
There you go.
And Fefe.
And who is Fefe?
Our cousin in Brazil.
Yeah, so they have a lot of cousins in Brazil, right? You get confused because you only have two cousins here. It's like too many cousins, right? Because then you only have Fefe as your cousin. As my brother's daughter, right? But you have so many cousins, they are the kids of my cousins, and the family's pretty big. And what other languages do you know about?
There we go, I copied and pasted.
Really? Good job. So you can't type the accent, but you just copied and pasted.
I got fire warning.
Fire warning on the phone? What?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, we're going to have to look into that. Hopefully everything is okay. And it's not close by. Case. So what languages do you also know about?
Italian.
Italian. And why do you know about Italian?
Because Italian is from Papai's side of the family.
Mm-hmm. You just typed hola. Good job.
By copying paste.
how did you do that? Because I didn't type it before. Where did you copy it from?
So I opened a new tab and I said English to English to Portuguese, and then I typed hello and then I said hola.
Uh-huh. So what are you using is Google Translator, is that it?
Mm-hmm. You have a personal one. Right here.
Yeah, but he's not going to pay me, so I'm not going to work for him if he doesn't pay me.
I could give you 1 penny.
That's too cheap.
No, yeah. No, it's
one
not.
Penny.
That's all I can afford.
Maybe I can translate for you if you do chores. Maybe we can do that. So I do my service, and then you do your service.
This is how you say 1 penny in Portuguese.
Muito bem. Centavo.
I copied and pasted it.
Parabéns. But do you think that I could use Google for everything that I do? Do you think that it would come out correctly?
Oh, you use it for Wikipedia.
Well, I use Wikipedia, I use Google, but I do research. But you think that we can use Google Translator to just translate things and everything's going to be okay? What
No.
do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you can use Google Translator for everything because we just talked about some words that have more than one meaning. And Google won't know the difference because Google is a computer, right?
Yeah.
And do computers have this here?
No. I can hear that.
I can hear that too. Yeah, Lorenzo's just figuring out how to use Google to actually learn words because he comes to us and he asks, how can I spell this? And he pretty much wants us to do his homework, and that's not right. So he became friends with Google, and then he learned how to type the words in Google and read what they mean. And he also plays what they sound like, so the pronunciation, right?
Also, you made me do work like five times. You said four times four, and I kept on saying like 44, four. And then when you came in Marissa's room, I just looked at you and said 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to use this right here, your brain. Right?
4 times 4 is 16.
Uh-huh. So this is pretty much what happens. My kid is trolling me. My younger kid is trolling me by using Google Translator on the chat. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not working because you guys are different on my screen. How I'm...
Oh.
Marisa, you have to go like this. Yeah, or like this, just for Lorenzo. Yeah, because that's... I see Marisa on the bottom and I see Lorenzo and me. So now you're pointing to
well,
both of us. Lorenzo has to go like this for me, and Lorenzo has to go like this for Marisa. There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. So my child is trolling me by using Google Translator to try to speak some Portuguese words to me on this meeting, on this chat. Mm-hmm. Mais alguma coisa?
Não.
Acabou?
Sim.
You're done, so? Okay, you're done because what do you want to do right now since it's on a Friday that we're recording this? Why are you ditching me?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Hold on. I'm trying to copy and paste.
What is it?
What is that?
I don't
can't
know.
Read.
What is that?
It's
what?
Play.
Yeah, see? See? That's an example of a Google Translator that doesn't work. You know what you just said in Portuguese?
What?
Touch.
Touch. Yeah. I want to touch. Yeah, I want to touch.
It's play. Play is jogar. Jogar videogame. You better learn that so you can ask me. Uh-huh.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Tchau.
Tchau. Lorenzo, eu tô me ouvindo. Dá pra você parar de mexer aí, por favor?
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Mm-hmm. It's fine, you can sneeze because my mind can just cut parts off.
É, eu vou cortar depois.
Eu sou Lorenzo. I am Lorenzo.
Why are you in doubt who you were in English?
I am. I don't know who I am.
Vai, Lorenzo.
Olá, eu sou...
Lorenzo, não é espanhol.
Hello, I'm Lorenzo.
Vai de novo.
I'm Lorenzo. Eu sou Heitor.
Calma. Aí, fica quieta.
Heitor.